Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2019 Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio.
Welcome back to the 2019 Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. And each week we've been doing the shows, and each week this Niles Red Dragon football team has been stacking wins. They're 4-0, and they host the Poland Bulldogs tomorrow night here at Bo Ryan Stadium. And we're here with the coach, head coach of the 4-0 Red Dragons, Coach Jim Perry. Coach Perry, what's it like here in 4-0 and knowing that Poland's on the horizon tomorrow night?
Well, you know, on our end, you don't really hear the 4-0 part too much. You hear the Poland part loud and clear. And, you know, just a real dialed-in week by our kids, which is great. I thought the week of preparation here has been outstanding, and from our coaches as well. So there's definitely a different vibe in the building, you know, this week.
Definitely. And for you guys went to Jefferson last week. Pitch the shutout. How concerned were you just to get this team focused? Because sometimes, you know, we know it's nothing to hide. You know, you may look ahead because this is a powerhouse coming in. You don't want to not look at your opponent. But how critical was it just keeping these kids focused and coming out with a, you know, 34-0 victory?
Well, it was a little bit sloppy. Then again, you know, we were trying some different things. We went no huddle for the first time just to have that package ready. Worked some different personnel into the game. We had a couple new guys starting for different reasons, and you know. And then again, like I think I've said this before on the podcast, you can't fool kids. We'd watch film on Jefferson. They kind of knew, I think, that you know, they Jefferson's struggling, and our kids are human too. So you know, you combine all that together. Obviously, it wasn't our most solid performance, at least at the beginning. But we did what we had to do, and you know, we pitched a shutout, so that's you know, outstanding for our from the defensive side of it. And at the end of the day, you know, like you said, just get a win and get moving forward, and that, you know, here we are.
Have you? I guess because I mean, you guys started 0-4 last year. You guys are 4-0 now. And, you know, before we came in to do the show, we, you know, was joking around with some of the players out there. I mean, have you just seen a mindset? With the kids, I mean, obviously you're going to be happier and things are going to be better when you're 4-0 compared to 0-4. But from last year to this year, maybe even your relationships with these kids, them knowing you, you knowing them.
Well, it's certainly different. I mean, winning, we always say winning takes care of a lot of problems.
Everything.
But, you know, the relationship thing, one of the things that, you know, I try to study leadership as much as I can, particularly in the off season, but one of the things that I heard that stuck with me is that when you're going through a culture change, and like I've always pointed out, not that this was a wreck here, but we're just doing things differently. So changing the way we did it from the way that it was done in the past, it's a minimum of 2 years to go through that process. And what I can tell you is going through that process, I would say that's at least absolutely right. You know, I don't know at what point in time we'll have all our kids thinking the way we do, or that our expectations are and they have an understanding. But we're not there yet, but we're definitely closer, and we do have better relationships with these kids. And you just can't hurry that process no matter what you do. Winning helps it. I think it helps them believe you as the coach. Don't get me wrong. But, well, you know, we're still in the middle of trying to develop a culture around here that we want to be sustaining.
And you are sustaining. Once again, 4-0, you're listening to the 2019 Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located here in Niles, Ohio. And go on Facebook. I know they're doing some tailgate stuff down there. You can go get some, I know, hot dogs and whatnot. And then they're doing some stuff here. Pretty nice. And seeing even the thing on Facebook, just everyone kind of coming together and knowing that you can have so much fun. Do you see any of that stuff on Facebook? I'm sure you probably see all, if anything, negative, but what's it like just knowing that, you know, people really are kind of motivated to get this thing on the rise?
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, like, you know, go back to my childhood, and, you know, I know it sounds like a corny thing, but if you took the last 50 times and the biggest event in Niles where it brought the most people together, the top 50 of those over the last 50 years would likely be football games. And, you know, some people in society look at that as a negative, and we put too much emphasis on sports. And, you know, I can understand that argument, but look at the flip side of it. If we're doing well, I think everybody has a better feeling in this community about living here. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this, because, you know, I want to be a part of a positive influence in the community, and I think our kids do, and it's exciting. You know, I just told the kids at their practice today that this is what you dreamed of working for. It doesn't always work out that you get to play in a game like this. There's an opportunity to go out against a team we haven't had a lot of success for, but you could dream your whole life and never be put in this situation, and here we are today with an opportunity to do that, and the fact that the community's buzzing about it and that our stadium's going to buzz tomorrow night, that's what you want. That's why you get involved in the business. And if we can make people feel a little bit better about it, then you know, that makes all of us feel great to do it. You know, I don't want to turn this into a political thing, but we have a levy that's very important to the future of the school district coming up, that's, you know, a renewal just to keep things moving in a steady direction. And if we can have influence on that, then we want to take our shot and try to help.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, just people think it's just with that levy. I mean, there's so many roots and veins it goes through. Then to vote it down is just sad. So let's get that. But polling tomorrow, I mean, regardless of the 2-2 record, it's polling. It'd be like, again, it would be like the New England Patriots coming to town. They don't need to be 4-0. They could be 0-4. They're polling. What does this team need to do? I mean, you don't want to turn the ball over, but you see this team every week that you coach. I mean, what do you want to see out of these young men?
We have to be the most physical football team tomorrow night. And Poland has made a brand of that. You know, those people who followed Ohio State under the Trestle era, you've heard of the Dave play. You know, go through high school football, nobody's run the Dave play better in Poland. And that's a physical football play where you're kicking down, kicking out, blocking down, kicking out, and wheeling through, and it's a play we run. But you know, they came out this year with the mentality that they were gonna change their identity and they were gonna go spread, and that lasted one half. And then in the second half in the Marlinton game, they were in a stack eye, and they were running Dave. So you know, they're gonna want to take it to us. Last week they took it to South Range, and they're getting a little bit healthy. They had a quarterback injury, and anybody knows in high school football, any level of football, you lose your quarterback, you gotta get things squared away in a different mode. So we've seen a change with them. But what they're gonna do is they're gonna come in here and say, we're polling, here we are, and they're gonna try to smack us in our mouth, and our job has to be to smack them back harder than they want to smack us. So from that standpoint, I think the most physical football team's gonna win, and we gotta be ready for that.
Wow, so for all the fans that are gonna pack Bo Ryan tomorrow, I guess this is gonna be a slugfest in terms of this is gonna be a very physical match.
I don't see any way out of it. I don't see where we can finesse them and do that. That's not the way to beat these guys. Like, we have to be the most physical football team. I don't know how else to phrase that, but to just say that's what we need to do, and that's what we've tried to practice all week.
Well, let's hope you guys are Rocky Balboa and they're Apollo Creed, and you guys get the victory. Huh?
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan. Coach, last week I was not able to make it to Jefferson area for the 34-0 win, but we always talk about the Permanis player of the game, and you and the coaching staff decide when. Yep. I'm not on hand to witness it and pick myself. So who'd you guys come up with?
Well, I thought there was two guys that really stood out, one on offense and one on defense, and the irony is they both played well on the other side of the ball too, and they both played the same position on defense, and that was Aaron Klein and Brandon Hayes. We decided that Brandon Hayes would be player of the game, and he's Mr. Everything for us. He caught a touchdown pass, had a nice long run to get us down, set us up for another one. I believe he recovered another fumble. He had recovered one against East there, and it took about half the team to drag him down in that one. He's really, really done just a tremendous job of that unsung hero kind of role for us, and you know, just keeps playing and playing. I don't think he ever comes off the field. You know, particularly his role in this game, but even all season, he's going to get the sandwich.
Does he lead the team in tackles?
You know, I haven't looked at that lately. He's got to be up there. I would say that. Aaron, and then probably our linebackers, David Mays might be another one who's up there. But he's certainly got to be up on the top of that.
Yeah, it just seems like I hear Brandon Hayes over the PA system. Brandon Hayes on the tackle. Brandon Hayes.
Yeah. Well, you probably hear Mays too.
I am deaf and blind at this age, so I could be hearing David Mays and Brandon Hayes and thinking they're the. Same name I'm hearing off. Well, Coach, again, I didn't want to take up too much of your time. We're running late on the show this week because of our scheduling, but nonetheless, we got it done, and like we like to say, best to you and the Dragons, and hopefully next time we talk next week, this team's 5-0.
Well, again, that's the plan. I think that Alliance game, maybe some people are like, wow, we didn't see that coming. The East game, maybe some more people, but we all know. We know the statistics since 2000. We're 3-17 against Poland, and many of those games our kids weren't even alive for, so it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, we all know that this is a team that has had our number as a football program, and we're just excited about the challenge. It's we don't fear it at all, but it is definitely a different feeling, and we're just excited to hit the field tomorrow night and see what we can do. I'll tell you this, our kids are ready, and they're going to get our best shot.
Awesome stuff. Well, again, best of luck to these Red Dragons as they host the Poland Bulldogs tomorrow night here at Bo Ryan Stadium. As always, God bless this team moving forward, and we'd like to say, Go Dragons! Welcome back to the 2019 Player Spotlight, and today we're joined with the big man, Adam McGinnis, of the 4-0 Niles McKinley Red Dragons, who host Poland tomorrow night here at Bo Ryan Stadium. But what's it like, this turnaround? I've been talking to all you guys about it. I mean, last year you guys were starting off on the back end. Now you guys are starting ahead of the game.
It's nice. You know, we got all this momentum going into this game. And it started last season when we started that 3-win streak with Howland, Jefferson, Edgewood. And then it led into the preseason. You know, we played the Bray and Marlington. After that, it kept just going and going. We beat, we're 4-0 now, so that's 7-win streak. We all this momentum going, we feel really good.
And tomorrow, I mean, a big game. I mean, Poland's 2-2, but none, I mean, you know, there's just, it's Poland.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a New England Patriot type thing. It doesn't matter if they're having a down year or a great year. You just know they're going to bring it. You guys want to bring it. What's the mindset of that locker room right now?
The mindset is great. We have complete confidence in our entire team. Us as all, we all call each other brothers because we are brothers. I trust every single one of them to do their job. They trust me to do my job. It's going to be a nice game, and we're going to go out and win.
Awesome stuff. Now, Adam, you are a big man, a big kid.
Yes, sir.
Have you always had that size?
No. When I was a kid, I was actually really small. I was...
Time out. When I was a kid, I was really small, and I'm still small. Is that fair to say? So, anyone out there listening, Adam is like two of me. So go ahead. So you weren't big all the time, but
no, I actually didn't like become this since maybe fifth grade. I was actually really short going into fourth grade and then fifth grade. Fifth grade, I got a little bit more taller, but sixth grade is when I hit the growth spurt.
Really?
Yeah.
So, mom, dad big, brothers, sisters big, or just, was everybody waiting for this, or just a shock?
Yeah, when I was actually born, I was a preemie, so I was like really, really tiny. But, no, my dad's really tall,
okay.
My mom's short, my sister's about medium.
All right, so you got your dad's size then.
Yeah.
For you, I talk about this as well. I mean, you come across as a great young kid, smiling face. When does that switch get flipped on? Tomorrow, Friday, you wake up, you go to school, you come back, you're going to head down to the stadium. At what point does that kind of happy-go-lucky kid that I'm talking to become this massive, mean machine that's got, the interior force on the offensive and defensive side of the line?
As soon as we go in that tunnel, we start our tunnel prayer. That's when the mindset switches from being a nice kid to being a guy who's ready to go hit someone and put them on their back.
Nice. Pancakes? You like pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
Pancakes literally to eat and pancakes on the field?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a count? Is that a stat you keep in the back of your mind? Or?
Yeah, I do. In total right now, I think I have 6 total out of the 4 games so far. 4 games we played. I have 6.
And for you, I mean, you're the guys up front. You're the, you know, offensively, and, you know, we'll talk about Zach a little bit. I mean, what's it like just knowing that he's kind of a mobile guy? He's going to be flying around, so you kind of just can't stand in one position because you never know if number eight might be zooping around the end, and you got to keep going. What's that like, maybe looking up and seeing him zigging and zagging? You got to keep going.
Yeah, that happened more times than I can count, really. I'm like a pocket passer. I like the pocket pass protection. I like creating that cup. And I start feeling pressure on the outside of me getting pushed in. I know that he's probably coming this way because something or a blitzer got through. So then I have to try to maneuver my outside to try and cut him off. But, yeah, it happens a lot.
I can see it. Like I said, some of those plays, you can see him starting to do his thing. And I think sometimes I think about you guys. You know, you gotta get upfield a little bit more. You can better. Right when we were coming in here to do the show, we were joking around with some of your teammates. I mean, is it any different from years past, or are you just the W's? I mean, has the camaraderie always been there?
Yeah, we have, like, it's always been like that, you know. We're really close, and you can do that anytime, anywhere. Even if, say, like last year, we were on a 4-game losing streak in the first 4 games. We could still joke around, and we knew when business time comes, that's when all the stuff you put aside until you have free time later on.
And it's both of them. Once again, Adam McGinnis, the standout here, offensive defensive lineman here on the 2019 Player Spotlight featuring all the Red Dragons as they approach Poland 4-0. Last week they went up to Jefferson area and they won 34-0. It's always nice to pitch a shutout. What was that like just coming back on that road trip and just kind of reflecting, and then you kind of start preparing mentally for what's ahead tomorrow night?
It's a big momentum booster, really. You know, you shut a team out, it's always going to feel good. It's going to probably, you know, motivate us more on to want to do that more. It's a great feeling. You know, you score a whole lot of points on a team and you don't let them score at all. That's a great feeling. You want to keep doing that more and more. So that's going to motivate us to do it more.
Yeah. Now, we had some of your, I think, Sean Wojt on, and you was talking about the big guys. Big guys, we always talk about the big eaters. You guys are the guys up front. Who eats the man sandwich? Tress?
That's Nick Tress.
Yeah, Tress said he meets the man sandwich. Is Tress the biggest eater?
I'm pretty sure I can give him a run for the money, but me and him can eat a lot. Sean can eat a lot.
And he said you guys are very, very close, Nick.
Yeah, we are.
You're in that private group chat. And
We're all really close. You know, when you're in like the core five for a lineman, that's your how you would say your Super Bowl people you would want to be with. That's your brothers for life.
Yeah, no, I could get that. That's a unit, and all units need to be cohesive. But I think everybody watches football. I mean, the offensive line has to be the most cohesive unit that you're going to group them there, and you guys all work as one to kind of get the job done. Trash talking amongst you guys on the line. Who's the guy that's going to pipe off to the opponent the most?
That's definitely Nick Tress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear him do it on every play, sometimes less than that, but especially when we're in the lead.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear it maybe 4 or 5 times every play. We'll be on a PAT, and he's right to the right of me, and I hear him yelling just the most randomest things you would ever think, but...
Can you share that? This is a PG program. Is there something you could share that something you usually hear Tress yell out?
Yeah, his famous line on PAT is cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I got a cheeseburger over here. He will point some random guy out and start saying that, and I'm looking at the guy he's pointing at. It's complete confusion going on in that guy.
Playing the mind games.
Yeah.
Hey, every advantage counts, right?
Oh yeah.
Awesome, man. We appreciate you sticking around. We know you guys got done, and again, you got a big game tomorrow. I don't want to keep you too late, but we always like to have a little bit of fun before we let you guys go. If you've listened to him, you probably know a few of the questions, but we'll start with the staple one. Female celebrities, Adam, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, all right. I know who that is. Sometimes the guys... the kids flash names. Even the college guys, they flash names at me, and I have to go Google it or something.
Yeah.
I messed up. I learned not to lie and say I know who that is because because I usually do these with the college guys and when they're going to the draft, and I forget who it was, but he said the name. I'm like, oh, and he's like, do you know her? I'm like, oh, yeah, like, she's a beautiful girl. And he goes, you know her? I'm like, yeah, yeah. He goes, well, that's my fiance. And I said, oh, man. I go, and I told him, I said, I don't want to act like I didn't know who it was. I go, but I don't know her fiance. So I've just kind of come to learn to say, hey, I don't know who that is, but I will find out it after the show or when I get some free time. So Ariana Grande, Dan. Nicknames? You got a nickname?
Yeah, my big one is Guinea.
All right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Anytime you're on like the sidelines, you will probably hear it 4 or 5 times a game. It's I'll be on the sideline, and I hear Guinea, get over here. I know. Oh crap, I gotta go.
Now, and then we've been talking about this one, the gasser.
Yeah.
The gasser voice. I heard that is Romero. That's his thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That is definitely his thing.
I'm gonna have to get him on here to hear, cause I can you do it? Everyone just says it's a weird voice.
It's a weird voice. I think it's a one of a kind voice. Only Romero can perfect it.
And it drives Coach Perry nuts, huh?
Oh yeah, it does. He started giving out actual gassers for it. Anytime he hears it, Romero got a gasser. I was like, dude, you gotta learn.
Well, that's what Romero. He joked. He says Romero even joked with him. He says he doesn't think anyone's ever ran more than him in the history of the program. So he told me he could outrun me. That's what he was saying because he runs so much.
Oh my God, yeah.
So.
And totally, we probably have to have 120 gassers.
That's great.
He runs a lot.
Well, hey, man. Adam, God bless you guys. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and hey, best of luck to you. Let's build this thing up to 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
We're going to go. We're going to win.
Win on 3. Win on me. All right, here we go. Have a great one, Adam.